in the last month, so no surprises for us. They're going through a little bit of a tough stretch right now, so we know they're going to come out and play desperate hockey, and we have to be ready, take advantage of this game at home before we head out on a tough couple road games.
Stopping Brian Chianta, stopping Drew Stafford over and just keep the victory.
Well, they got some good offensive players, some skilled guys. They scored a power play goal against us last time, so we'll be aware of that. But I think for the most part, if we play our game and play our structure, it'll give us a good chance to win.
Last question for me, what about successful road trip this completed?
Well, that's big for us, I think, confidence-wise. To beat some good teams in their ranks, it's huge. You need to do that in order to be successful in this league, and hopefully we can carry some confidence on from that.
Steve, any surprise at all for you how well and how quickly this roster has come together, this room, the balance, the offensive balance? There's a lot of positives going on right now.
Oh, definitely. I mean, we got a lot of young guys, a lot of skilled guys, and I think everyone is coming together. I think last year we probably surprised some people with our success. I think this year there's a lot of high expectations, and we're just trying to meet those. So we got a great bunch of guys in here. The guys we brought in over the summer, veteran guys, have really fit in well, and it's fun to play.
You ever think you'd be an elder statesman at this point,
yeah,
though, Steven?
I mean, it's weird. We talk about the young guys on the team, and most of them are around my age, so it's definitely feels like, I have been around for a while, especially here. You never know what to expect coming into this league, but I think I'm the only guy left in my rookie year. So, it's nice to see the change and the success that we've had and the way we've been able to draft and sign free agents and bring guys in. This is a place where guys want to play now. It's nice, and it's obviously fun to play here when we're winning.
How much they want to build for the draft, kind of like the Lightning has done, but how much
Yeah, I mean, it's so tough. You definitely can't have one or two guys that can carry a team. You need depth. I think we're finally seeing that these last couple of years is obviously the drafting paying off, but the depth we've been able to acquire. And then you can, once you have that depth in that core, then you can go add pieces to the puzzle here and there. So I think the last 2-3 years we've been able to do that, and you're seeing it pay off.
As a guy in your position, how curious are you to hear when you hear stuff about what's going on with McDavid and the World Juniors? I mean, he's a name throughout hockey already, and how curious is that for you?
Yeah, I think I'm a big hockey fan. I watch a lot of the game, and definitely was watching the World Juniors. And I actually, McDavid trains with Gary Roberts in the summer. I don't train in his group, but I see him every day. He's a world class talent and a great. Great kid. He has a lot of respect for the game and the other players that surrounded him in the summer. And, I'll be surprised if he doesn't go first overall.
Steve, how much in your mind will the experience of going to play the Canadiens last year, being in the playoffs, help you going forward?
Well, I think, hopefully we're in a position where we can be back in the playoffs. And just remember that bitter taste that was left in our mouths. For a lot of guys, that was their first taste of the playoffs. And hopefully it was a little bit of an eye-opener of how hard it is to win in this league and how hard it is just to get to the playoffs. So you don't want to squander your chance when you get there. You work extremely hard as a team to build up for that. And you want to be a team that's always there in the mix. I think we're on our way to doing that. But the regular season is almost a dress rehearsal for the playoffs. You have to find a way to have your team playing the right kind of hockey, the right brand of hockey that's going to win in the playoffs, and that's what we're looking to do down the stretch.
A lot of times, you got to go through that as a team. You got to suffer a little disappointment, and it kind of sets the stage.
Well, the experience is only going to make you better, and when you don't do well, and you realize again how hard it is to get back there. Hopefully, it hits home next time you're around. So, I know for sure, getting to within one game of the Stanley Cup Final, you think you're going to automatically be there next year. You got another 82 games, and that's if you make the playoffs. So, I think guys realize that and are working towards being a better team.
Did you notice a time this year when Tyler Johnson made that pivot to becoming an even greater player than what he was last year when he was a Rookie of the Year finalist and things like that? Was there a particular time when he made that?
I don't know if there's a particular time, but that line has been great for us all year. I think if you ask all of them, they're all a product of each other and the way they play out there and the chemistry that they have and the confidence you're playing with. You just ride that wave as long as you can. It's a tough thing to acquire in this league, is to have you know, your play like that over a long course of the season. So for them, it's exciting to watch. And obviously been a big part of our success. So as long as they keep getting better and willing to learn, which they are, we're definitely excited they're on our team.
That certainly takes a lot of pressure off you.
Yeah, I mean, I put the most amount of pressure on myself to begin with. So the pressure for me to perform and produce is obviously still there in my mind. But it is nice when, you know, you can go through a stretch where you're not playing your best hockey and your team is still finding ways to win because other guys are stepping up. And it seems that it's been the case all year where, you know, their line has had the rare off games. Other guys have stepped up, and then when we haven't been playing great, they're there to carry us. So, again, a big reason of our success this year has been our depth, and we're obviously using it to our advantage.
Interesting.
Thank you, Steve.